Good Tuesday morning from Senior Home Share and your hometown sound, WYVE. I am Cassie Yontz, Marketing Director and Community Liaison at Senior Home Share. We are happy to sponsor this show on the second and the fourth Tuesday of each month to share events and businesses in the listening area. Our home offices are located in downtown Galax, Virginia, and in downtown Withville, Virginia. Be sure to also visit our Facebook page at Senior Home Share LLC, or contact us at 276-238-1448. For many seniors, living at home for as long as possible is a priority, but the natural aging process can make that difficult over time. At Senior Home Share, we help seniors maintain their independence for as long as possible in the comfort of their own homes with our professional and trustworthy staff. And when the time comes for permanent placement, we offer an alternative to the institutional care with our senior residential care homes. Currently, we provide 6 senior residential care homes with 24-hour nursing care. These homes are located in Withville, Grayson County, Hillsville, and Galax, Virginia. Deposits for these homes are being accepted now. Our senior residential care homes are a better alternative to a nursing home or institutional care. With our senior living homes, your loved ones can live in a beautiful home within your local community, enjoy 24/7 care, and still socialize with other seniors. Our home settings offer a smart, comfortable alternative to the institutional environments. Families have peace of mind knowing their loved ones are safe, supervised, and cared for. Knowing these private homes are beautiful and nestled within neighborhoods similar to where your loved ones have always lived. We offer in-home health care services throughout the heart of Southwest Virginia, covering areas such as Floyd, Pulaski, Smith County, Bland, and Montgomery County. We are private pay and accept long-term care insurance, as well as veterans contracts. At Senior Home Share, we offer customized services to meet the unique needs of your loved ones. Our mission is to help each one of our clients live the highest quality of life achievable. We are the leading provider of in-home care, a dependable, compassionate presence you can trust. For more information about in-home health care services or a senior residential care home, be sure to contact us at 276-238-1448 or visit our Facebook page at Senior Home Share LLC. And let's work together to find answers for your family. Well, this morning I am happy to have Misty Catron in the studio with me, and she is going to tell us all about the Relay for Life that's coming up this year.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Let's give the listeners a little bit of information about who you are.
My name is Misty Catron, of course. I'm originally from Hillsville. I have actually been doing Relay since I was 17 years old, which I'll be 50 in December. So I've been, it's one of those things that's really close to my heart. I lost my grandfather, my mother's father, to multiple myeloma. And then I actually just recently lost an uncle, Ronnie Catron, back in August to liver cancer. He was diagnosed 3.5 weeks before he passed away. So this is one of those things that's just really close to my heart, is cancer research and finding a cure.
I agree. I think, you know, myself also, I've had family members who have either been diagnosed and came through cancer, or, you know, that was their terminal illness. And very so, I think it'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who that cancer in some form has not touched somebody's life somewhere.
Yeah, that's one of the things that with Relay, as we actually try to get more of the survivors involved along with the caregivers, because without the caregivers, our survivors probably, some of them wouldn't be here. That's our top priority, is to make sure that they're comfortable. And one good thing about the American Cancer Society, they have all kinds of services for people that have cancer, all types of cancer. So that's one of the things that we're going to be having down at Relay, is we're going to be showing the different services that American Cancer Society does have to be able to help caregivers and cancer patients.
That support system is huge during this time, and I don't think, I mean, even myself, I'm sure I'm not even privy to all that they offer.
Me neither. Like I said, the more research that I do, the more I'm standing behind American Cancer Society. I said they do a lot of research, and they do a lot of gift-giving and charities that are beside American Cancer Society. They do St. Jude's. They also help out with UVA Cancer Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also doing a lot of research at UVA. And we're actually going to have someone from UVA called WeShare, which is they're doing a program with survivors that have been cancer-free for 5 years, which they're also going to be down at the park on May 4th.
Wow. And then I think, you know, just UVA and whatnot, but I know Blue Ridge Cancer Center has a few places like here and close in Christiansburg. And
they definitely do. I mean, that's probably one of the closest to the one here in Bethville. I know a lot of my friends from Hillsville that had cancer have actually come over to Bethville, and they were at Pulaski and were going over there to have their treatments.
So that's a big networking support system, and I think the more they get out and with the caregivers, it builds a lot of just good quality connections, which is going to better their quality of life.
Oh, definitely. That's, like I said, one of the things that I'm really big about is the survivors. Last year we had Greg Hash was our speaker, and he passed away in November. And we are very lucky to have his family. They have their own team, and they have been a big help to me this year. With Cheryl being a hairdresser, I said that has been probably one of the big ups for us this year. I said her and her daughter have been pounding the pavement along with Jean Lester. I said right now the Remembrance team and Paws Patrol are in battle to see who is in first place. They both have got over $8,000 for their team.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited to see how that's going to turn out.
Wow, that's really leaving a legacy for him.
It definitely is, and he was a blessing to me last year. I said just watching him interact with his family, and I said to see how much his family had supported him. I would like to see that with everybody that has had cancer, being able to have somebody to support them like they did with Greg.
Well, Relay for Life is coming up quick. I think it's next weekend.
May 4th. I said we're looking forward to it. Our survivor dinner starts at 3:30 in Withers Park. And we're actually trying to get golf carts to where we can, for those survivors that's not able to walk into the park, we're hoping to have that to be able to shuttle them into the park for the meal. But that'll be from 3:30 to 4:30. And then we're going to start at 5 o'clock. We're actually going to have our own Danny G is going to be our MC. So we're pretty excited about that. We're also going to have The Riches, Heaven Bound, and then we're going to have Stomping Souls from Moore Retreat that's going to be performing for us. And then our speakers this year are going to be the ones that actually started Relay 30 years ago, because it is our 30-year birthday, and we've been asking everybody, you know, to give $30 for 30 years, nothing, you know, too bad out of the pocket. Our goal this year was $50,000, and we're halfway there, maybe a little bit over, but we're pretty excited. We know we're going to hit that and a little bit more, so we're pretty excited, and we're even excited Blue Ridge Bobcats are going to be down at the park. So they're going to be selling their season tickets and some merchandise, and maybe they may have their mascot. We're kind of hoping.
That'll be fun. Some good picture opportunities.
Oh, yes. And a lot of us from the community have actually gotten to watch a bunch of the games, and we're just pretty excited to have them a part of our relay this year.
Awesome. So opening ceremony is at 5, and it goes all the way till 10 at night.
Yes. We're not doing the overnight anymore because the older we get, the more that we don't want to spend the night at a park.
I'm a early to bed person too.
And I said that's one of the things, you know, we've only got 16 teams this year, but we're hoping that eventually we can have just as many as we had, up to 52, I think, is what they had at one point. We just want to get the community more involved, mm-hmm. get more people involved, especially the younger crowd. Cancer research is really important, and I said, you know, they can't do it without funding. They can only get so many grants to do these things, and so they rely on fundraising to be able to help with their actually for their research and to actually help with services as far as, like, Road to Recovery, which they'll have somebody drive a person to treatment that are not able to drive themselves or doesn't have a caregiver to take them. They also have support for the caregivers. And one of the things that I'd love to see happen in Withville is a grief-type counseling, probably like a support group type thing, because we've got a lot of people 40 and under that have lost parents due to cancer. So I'm hoping that's one of the things that I'm trying to get off the ground. So.
Right. The more you network together, the better you just heal.
Yes. And I said, that's one thing. Like I said, I lost my uncle back in August, and his daughter's having an awful hard time. And I said, I have a couple of friends that lost their mother during COVID to cancer, and they are just grieving tremendously. And I said, it breaks my heart to see somebody having to pretty much battle just to get out of bed because of the grief. And that's one thing I'd love to see at Relay, is to make sure that these caregivers, even if their loved one has passed away, they're still considered a caregiver. So we encourage them to come down to the park, kind of being, you know, gather around with others that can give them support to be able to let them know that they're not alone in this world.
And there's a great music lineup, and the Bobcats coming, so there's a lot to check
out. Oh, yes, and we're hoping to have some face painting and balloon animals for the kids. But we're just telling everybody, bring a chair, bring a friend, and hopefully bring your appetite, because we are having Grayson Restaurant is bringing their food truck.
Oh, wow.
And so we're pretty excited about that. Like I said, the lineup, everything has just fallen into place like it's pretty much was made for us to have it on May 4th.
And I think from now until May 4th, you still have some sponsorship opportunities.
Oh, definitely. We actually will be taking money up until September 15th. The main event, we're just trying to share, you know, our Relay issues, because we are going to have a big, giant birthday card. So anybody who gives $30 or more is going to be able to put their name on the birthday card. We will have a board for our cancer survivors, and one for those that have passed away, and then those that are fighting cancer. You will be able to mail your loved one's picture on there if you want to put a little thing about what kind of cancer they've had. We just encourage people just to kind of share and be able to be a little bit open and not be embarrassed because they have cancer, because with Phil and with County, we're right there behind them when they have cancer. We want to let them know that they are not alone, that we're here to support them.
You have a lot of good resources. It looks like there's a few, well, there's several levels for sponsorship. Like if there's a business or an individual private-owned business or corporate, or let's say there's just a ladies group or whatnot, have the opportunity to have a sponsorship.
Yes, they can do that by contacting me, or they can even go online to relayforlife.org, or even contact Cheryl Hash over at the Chopping Block. We have several opportunities to be able to be a sponsor. It starts at $100 with our track signs, which anybody that gives $100 or more that wants to be a sponsor, we will have a track sign, which I'm really excited so far. I think we've got over 50. So I said, my committee this year has just been fantastic. They have been a big support, not only for the community, but also for each other. I'm just really excited to see how many sponsors we can get with the 30 for 30 campaign that we have been putting out. So we've been thinking 30 for 30. So if anybody wants to do $30, your name will be on the track somewhere.
Absolutely. And in the higher categories, the silver and bronze and gold, and then you end up with recognition laps and t-shirts and company listings.
Yes, we definitely, that's one thing this year, Cameron Logistics is actually presenting the Relay for Life this year. They're our top sponsor for this year, and we're pretty excited to have them aboard. They've been donating to Relay for many years. So we're really excited to have Cameron be able to present Relay for Life this year.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to reiterate for our listeners, in case they just want to mail in a check, that they can make it to the American Cancer Society. And then you can mail that in to the American Cancer Society, and then attention with County.
Definitely. There's, like I said, there's so many opportunities. You can even call the 1-800 number that they'll be able to take your card number over the phone. You can even sign up at the 1-800 number with a team, a participant. You can even donate to a certain person or a memory of a certain person by going online, calling the number, or even talking to someone that is a part of Relay for Life.
And I think you guys have a Facebook page.
We have a page and a group. I said we're pretty lucky to have Jordan Wheeler on board. She's my social media and online guru. I had started the group, and then she decided, you know, she had talked to me about doing a page so that way we can get more people involved. So we're trying to hit 500 followers on both the page and the group before May 4th. We're getting there. I think yesterday was 403 on the group and 373 on the page. So we're really excited, and it's good to see with County starting to get a little bit more involved again since COVID.
You can find a lot of your links and information and all that on your Facebook page.
Oh, definitely. We've been trying to encourage people to, you know, even with, you know, people that don't have cancer, you know, being able to look on there and say, hey, I can give. You know, even the ones sitting at home, you're more than welcome to give. We're even selling our luminaries, which will be done at dusk. We actually have a gentleman from Grayson County that's going to be playing the bagpipes. He was with us last year. He was just a phenomenal individual. And we actually had a Tommy Lester from Princeton is going to be our DJ. He's been with Relay for a couple of years, but I worked really close with him last year, and he's just a phenomenal guy. I mean, he's doing it for free, and we're just really excited because everything this year has just been falling into our lap. I mean, it's just like it was meant to be for us to have Relay this year. So,
well, I think it's a great opportunity to do the $30 for the 30th birthday of Relay for Life, because Whitfield is very well known for their park.
Oh, definitely. They used to be the top one in Virginia. We're hoping to get back up to that. And we only have 16 teams right now, which before, like I said, they had 52, and we would love to be able to at least get 30 next year. Although our event is May 4th, we're actually looking more forward to next year as well. So there's still time to have a team for this year, and there's also time for you to start getting a team together for 2025.
Yeah, it's never too late.
Definitely not.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Missy, for coming in this morning, and we'd hope to see everyone next weekend in Weathers Park on May 4th.
Thank you so much.